Praise be to Allah, the Creator of the universe, the one who exists eternally and everlastingly, the one who is clear of having an opposition, a similarity, directions, organs, and the one whose existence is without a place and without being subject to time. Thereafter, Allah said in the Honorable Book, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. This means you were the best of nations to come forth to the people, bidding the lawful and forbidding the unlawful. Also it was related by At-Tirmidhi in his Jami' that our honored Prophet, may Allah raise his rank, said, bid the lawful and forbid the unlawful. Our beloved ones, be informed that it is an obligation upon us to forbid each and every type of perversion, because to rescue oneself in the hereafter, it is not sufficient to merely perform the obligations and refrain from the prohibitions while neglecting to order others to do the good and refrain from what is prohibited if one is able to do so. The Prophet, may Allah raise his rank, said, bid the lawful and forbid the unlawful. Until you see the obedience is being granted to the people who do not spend on what is obligatory, that people are led by their desires, that the worldly matters are given priority over the matters of the hereafter, and that people admire only their own opinions. At that time, pay more attention to monitoring yourself and leave the lay masses, for a time will come when the one who will remain holding tight to matters similar to yours, his reward will equal to the reward of 50 people. Abu Sa'laba, may Allah accept his good deeds, said, O Messenger of Allah, is it 50 of us or them? He said, of you. What is meant by this hadith, which is narrated and authenticated by At-Tirmidhi in his book Al-Jami', is that days will come where people will excessively defy the truth and reject the advice from those who command the lawful and forbid the unlawful. This will be due to the excessive stinginess in spending their money towards what Allah has made obligatory upon them to spend. It will also be due to people following their own desires and becoming inclined towards worldly matters rather than religion and being impressed by only their own views. The Prophet, peace be upon him, advised that if we were to live in such an era, we should not associate with people to whom commanding the lawful and forbidding the unlawful is ineffective. Rather, we should take care of ourselves by fulfilling what is obligatory and abstaining from what is unlawful. The Prophet, peace be upon him, mentioned that the one who lives in such an era and adheres to what the companions adhere to, that is by following the belief and practices as taken from the Messenger, peace be upon him, and does not deviate from their path, one will receive a reward equal to the reward that 50 companions would receive for commanding the lawful and forbidding the unlawful. This is because of the difficulty and harm that one will endure during those times, such as opposition and mockery. However, it does not mean that one's status will be greater than the status of the companions for receiving such a multiplied reward. In his book Al-Adab, Al-Bayhaqi narrated a different narration of this hadith, in which the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Approaching you are days of patience, during which time the one who will be steadfast to his religion will be like the one holding on to a burning coal." The description of that time does indeed apply to our era. Nowadays, whoever adheres to the creed and practices of the religion would face opposition and mockery from his family as well as his friends and neighbors. Good tidings are granted to those who suffer such a hardship and remain patient and steadfast. Ayah 10 of Surah Az-Zumar means, "Verily, those who are patient shall receive their reward in abundance." Since this matter has been clarified, we have to put forth effort in order to eradicate any form of misguidance and atheism that has incepted society, from those who claim to be following the religion and others who do not. We must also disregard the words of the people who are narrow-minded and whose level of understanding is very limited. They falsely claim that we have to focus on becoming united and not expose falsehood nor warn against it. Indeed, this is not the religious advice. The religious advice is to be united in performing what is accepted by Allah, the Exalted, and to follow the truth that was revealed to His Messenger. As for focusing on unity in a manner that blurs the separation between truth and falsehood and makes people think that both are the same, it is but an intense corruption which leads to the destruction of the religion. Dear beloved ones, beware of laziness. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to say in his supplication, "And I seek refuge by you," meaning Allah, "from weakness and laziness." This is because these two matters delay one from attaining a high rank. As for the weakness mentioned in the hadith, it refers to lacking determination in religious affairs. I also urge you to abstain from living a life filled with comfort and luxury, as this will lead to leaving out helping others financially. This may also lead one to obtain money from unlawful ways. Many people might have enough to suffice their basic needs. However, because they are accustomed to comfort and luxury, they are drawn to committing unlawful acts to maintain an affluent lifestyle. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to follow the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam correctly, and Allah knows best.